Brentwood has always had a strong creative and craft community. Well, now there's a new networking group in Brentwood. It's Creative Drinks and Links that should appeal to the creative community. And here to tell us all about it is Billericay marketing consultant and copywriter, Jill Willis. Welcome, Jill.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, before you tell us all about Creative Links and Drinks, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yes. Well, so like you said, I'm from Billericay. But lots of the work that I do is with Billericay, Brentwood, kind of Hornchurch, Romford businesses.
Right.
I help them with their marketing, and I'm a copywriter, so the words for their website, the words for their email marketing, that all kind of falls within my remit.
Yes, you've got a very interesting website. I had a look at that, and you've done some work for some local businesses, haven't you? You've got them listed on there. All looks very professional, I must say.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Well, you would, yes. So, Drinks and Links. What's the idea behind Drinks and Links, and how did you come up with it?
So I do a lot of work with fellow Brentwood businesses. As a copywriter, I often need to work with someone that can actually build the website, and I work with Scott Griffiths at SEO in Brentwood.
Right.
And I also do a lot of work with Matt Barry at Blue Serif. And we kind of come together, graphic designer, web designer, copywriter. And we meet a lot at the Spread Eagle in Brentwood.
Okay.
Because Jack is great there, you know, kind of flexible hot desk space almost through the day. It's a pub, but it's a lovely place to kind of pitch up and have a meeting.
Jack's the landlord, is he?
Yeah, he is. It's great. And we were there kind of, you know, having a meeting one day, and we were talking about how it's often really, really difficult if you are a creative freelancer, or you're setting up on your own, perhaps coming out of London, leaving agency life, to get started, and it can feel really isolating and quite lonely. And you're not always aware that there's a whole community around you of different creative businesses, whether it's photography or artist, other copywriters, craftspeople, traditional crafts. So we kind of thought, well, let's see if Jack will very kindly give us a space in the pub, and let's see if we can all come together once a month and help each other. And that's really how it kind of came about, and it just kind of developed from there.
Yeah, fantastic. So is it you three that are organising it, yourself, Scott and Matt?
We do, yes. We kind of pull it together, but it's not like there's a big management committee or anything.
Right.
It's really informal networking.
Right.
The idea is that we just kind of say, first Wednesday of every month, if you're a creative type, you might have a business already, or you might be just thinking about leaving London and setting up, then come along, you know, and just kind of have a drink at the bar, have a chat, get advice, sound, you know, fellow creative types out on ideas, showcase your work, have a bit of a moan. Because often you're at home, you know, in your little writing room or in your shed in the garden, and you don't have any kind of colleagues around you, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's nice to get feedback from other people
as well, I guess. Others who get it, you know.
My next question was, who is Drinks and Links for? But you've more or less answered that, haven't you, really? It's creative people in the local area.
Anyone within the creative industries.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a really growing kind of industry. Mm. And I was looking at something just the other day. There's actually a new federation called the Creative Industries Federation. And they've put out this really interesting report. And it shows that the creative industry is the fastest growing sector of the UK economy. And I don't see why Brentwood can't really kind of take the bull by the horns, especially with Crossrail.
Right.
You know, links into London, getting so much easier. You know, why not just start to spread that success in Hoxton, you know, in East London, all the creative types? Lots of people live out this way and work in London.
Yeah.
Let's spread it out to Brentwood, and let's really make Brentwood a hub. I really don't see why we can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds great. What about the actual night itself? What are you expecting to happen at a typical Drinks and Links event?
So all we ask is that those people who want to come along, they just pre-register via the Drinks and Links website, which is just drinksandlinks.co.uk. Really quick registration form, and then just come along on the night. So it's the first Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And drop £5 in the pot.
Yep.
And that simply covers the first drink, some nibbles, and really use of the space in the pub.
Okay.
And then it's very informal. So the last meeting last month, it was really so busy. We had 35 or 40 different creative types there. We were all just taking kind of time to get to know each other, to chat about our own experiences. Down the line, we'll probably have very informal kind of TED Talks type advice and sessions going on. But to begin with, it's really just very informal get together, a yeah. chance to chat, really.
Yeah, fantastic. And you all get to know each other mm-hmm. as well.
And
very good. Okay, now networking events can sometimes seem a little bit intimidating for anyone new coming along. What's the atmosphere likely to be at your event? Are you all going to be sort of standing there staring at people coming through the door?
No, and we're also not going to be kind of crazy and intimidating just because we're creative types.
Right, yeah.
No, it's just friendly and relaxed, you know. We know who's coming along, which means we're kind of looking out for you straight away. So you're not going to walk in and it's going to be like tumbleweed blowing across the floor. You're welcomed straight away.
Yeah.
We do have name badges, but that's as formal as it gets.
Okay.
Just a quick sticky note so you've got your name on it. And then whether it's myself, whether it's Scott, whether it's Matt, we'll all kind of take it in turns to welcome the people coming in the door and make some introductions. And then really it's just informal chatting from there.
Lovely. Okay. Well, you better tell us where and when it's going to happen then.
So the next one is Wednesday, the 1st of November.
Yep.
And it's at the Spread Eagle in Brentwood, 6 till 8. And it's just £5.
Yeah, sounds brilliant. And you also have a bit of an after party sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know what? It did actually go on till closing. So it was really great. It was a great night. And it was a lovely opportunity to kind of talk to businesses that you could also do business with.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're a copywriter, then finding web designers that you might be able to write websites for. Or if you're an artist, finding graphic designers who might need illustrations in the brochures and the websites that they're designing. It's all about synergies, and it's about working with other creatives to grow the business that you're running.
Yeah, fine. Okay, you mentioned earlier that people need to register beforehand.
Yes, please.
And you've got a website and a Facebook group, haven't you?
We do.
Would you like to give us some details of those?
Yeah, so Drinks and Links is just drinksandlinks.co.uk.
Yep.
And there's a bit more info and a quick registration. And then we're also Facebook Drinks and Links using the ampersand, and then Instagram Drinks and Links, and you'll find us on there, kind of keeping everyone up to date about what's going on.
Fantastic. Now you're also a member of the EBF, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about them. You're doing some good work there, aren't you? I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Essex Business Forum. We are. We meet at the Mary Green Manor every Thursday morning, and that's a broad business networking group.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like a serial networker. I only do two. But it really is kind of the creme de la creme of local business.
Right.
We've got businesses of all different kinds, and we meet early for breakfast at the Mary Green Manor every Thursday, and we pass business referrals for each other. It's a really great way to grow your business.
Yeah.
And we're actually on the lookout at the moment. If you head over to the Essex Business Forum website, we're on the lookout for quite a few new businesses to join the ranks, and the more businesses that join, the more successful we all are. It's been going for a very long time, and it really is kind of one of the best around.
Okay, wonderful. Well, more power to you. As far as Drinks and Links is concerned, it's at the Spread Eagle, Queens Road in Brentwood. It's the first Wednesday of every month, so the next one is the 1st of November, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. £5 on the door gets entry, free drinks and nibbles. And to register to attend the next meeting on November the 1st, visit www.drinksandlinks.co.uk. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Well, Jill, thanks very much for coming
Thank
in
you.
And telling us all about it today, and hope it all goes well on the 1st of November.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.